is for us to have enjoyed these 2 weeks of the visitation of the Lord in revival. Amen. And we're still having it. Did you feel it tonight? Did you feel the love of God tonight? Did you feel a touch of Jesus? Ah, glory to God. Amen. Brother Doug and the folks have headed south. Amen. But this fire that's burning at the highway is destined to break out again. Amen. It's like burning a box. I'd take Mom's great big old grocery box as big as this pulpit and throw it over a little paper fire. Amen. And stand there and watch it. And after a while, one side had turned dark and the flames had burst out. Amen. After a while, another side had turned dark. Amen. And the flames had burst out. And after a while, another side had started getting dark. Pretty soon, the whole thing was burning. Let's not be satisfied till the whole thing's on fire. Every man, woman, boy, and girl is touched by the fire of God. Raise your hand and claim healing. Claim revival. Claim renewal. Claim awakening. Amen. Praise God. Luke 13 and 34, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which killest the prophets, and stonest them that are sent unto thee. How oft would I have gathered thy children together, as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. And verily I say unto you, ye shall not see me until the time come when ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Amen. Turn to Luke chapter 19. Same book. Amen. 41. And when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it. Two times Jesus wept. This time he wept over a whole city. And that is two times that we have recorded scripture. I believe he probably wept when he agonized in Gethsemane. If so, that would be three. I have no reason to believe but what he wept many times. Saying, if thou hadst known, even thou at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace. But now, they are hid from thine eyes. For the day shall come upon thee that thine enemies shall cast a trench about thee and compass thee round and keep thee on every side and shall lay thee even with the ground and thy children within thee. And they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another, because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation. Amen. Thy house is left unto you desolate, abandoned, forsaken, empty. If you want to, Brother Bill, put those three words to this title: abandoned, forsaken, empty. Amen. Can it happen? Yes. It has already happened many places in the world. Babylon was abandoned, forsaken, and empty. Many cities in Egypt, including Memphis, and other great cities were abandoned, forsaken, empty. The buzzards roosted on their castles that they built. Amen. Jerusalem was abandoned, forsaken, and empty. Cities of the Aztecs in South America, the Mayan civilizations in South America, been dug out of the jungle, chopped out of the jungle, and they found where there were once thriving cities, once blossoming, bursting at the seams with business and religion, if you please. Amen. They uncovered one of those Aztec civilizations outside Mexico City, and they're still scratching away at the stones, and they have little by little pieced together the history of those people. When they built that majestic temple and dedicated it, they sacrificed 60,000 human sacrifices. The way they sacrificed was that they cut their chest open while monks of the priesthood held the victim and took the beating heart out of the victim. And the priests ate part of it and then burned or sacrificed the body to their religion and their gods. So many thousands were sacrificed that they, what little history they have pieced together, they said the land stank for days. As thousands of human corpses littered the earth. What was it? It was bad religion. Amen. Babylonia had gone bad. Its religion was corrupt. Egypt had gone bad. Its religions was corrupt. Jerusalem had gone bad. They accepted the false religion and rejected Christ. The Aztec civilizations were bad. And therefore God allowed them to be abandoned and emptied and ruined. Amen. Tonight, many are going back home. Falmouth, Kentucky, and Butler, Kentucky. Amen. And sympathy is being poured out as places like Butler, Indiana, rallies to help her sister, her namesake, in Kentucky. Amen. To get back on their feet. Thousands of people will go back to homes with mud caked on the walls and floor and furniture, not be able to be used anymore. Many will say, this is it. I'm going to hang it up. I'm leaving. I'm moving. Amen. And they'll leave. And yet others will clean up those towns and clean up their homes and piece back together the pieces of a life that they once had. Amen. And start all over again. Aurora, Indiana, right down in the business district. Amen. Building up, furbishing, painting, getting ready. Situated right between two big riverboat casinos. Amen. Tonight, Aurora, Indiana is underwater. The businesses are underwater and will be for about a week. Amen. Some will never try again. They'll abandon that business. They'll abandon that potential. Amen. And somebody else will go in and buy it and start back up again. But I'm going to tell you something. It'll just take about two or three floods in a row in any of those cities until they will become ghost towns. Amen. Tonight, Arkadelphia, Arkansas, just west of Little Rock, amen, is a ghost town. Blown away in the terror of a tornado. Some 25 dead, amen, there in the middle of Tornado Alley that stretches all the way across the belt of Arkansas, clear on up into Memphis, Tennessee. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. I'll tell you what. It would just take two tornadoes in a row. Amen. And they wouldn't nobody want to move back to Arkadelphia, Arkansas. But some will go back. Some will pray. Some will weep. Some lost loved ones. Some lost everything. They'll go back because it's home. Amen. But what if there's nobody left to call it home anymore? What if there's nobody left to claim the old house anymore? Amen. Jesus is saying to Jerusalem, when the judgments of God are through with you, there'll be nobody left here. There'll not even be one stone left upon another. Amen. What don't get destroyed in the war will be carried away captive into all the earth, and Jerusalem will be razed to the ground and plowed like a field. And their beloved house, Herod's temple that Jesus stood in front of this very day, that I read to you tonight. Both places in Luke. Oh, Jerusalem, he said. Oh, Jerusalem. As he stood at the very door, as it were, overlooking Jerusalem, he could see the temple. Your house. Your church. Your beloved temple. Amen. Because when he said your house, he meant, among other things, your place of worship will be abandoned. There will not be left here one stone upon another. Amen. It happened literally. Herod's temple, so magnificent and so ornate and so full of the labor and expense and toil of men, it took 46 years to build it. Three times, or seven times, almost six times and better, the time that Solomon took to build his temple. It only took Solomon 7 years to build a temple, 13 years to build his own house. Amen. But God said, your house is left unto you desolate. Did you know that literally happened in 70 A.D.? Jerusalem was destroyed. The temple put to the torch. The wood burned and melted to gold, and it ran into the cracks of the marble pavement, and the Roman soldiers pried up every last stone to get the gold out of the cracks. And there was not left one stone upon another. Amen. I've had people say that those people in Acts, when they sold their lots and parted their possession, brought the price and laid at the apostles' feet. I had one friend of mine tell me it didn't work. That was not wise. Don't tell me it wasn't wise. Amen. It wouldn't be nothing left Jerusalem. I'll tell you what, if the place is going to be abandoned and it's going to be forsaken, it's going to be empty, amen, and left a void, I'll tell you what, I believe I'd sell out just as soon as I could before anybody else knew it. Amen. Sell while property's high, amen, and leave town. Did you know that's just exactly what the Christians done? They sold out while selling was good. And they left town. They escaped. But that even made it doubly in jeopardy. Because when the Christians were gone, the prayer warriors were gone, the light was gone, the salt was gone. There was no reason to leave Jerusalem in business, carrying on the facade of worshiping the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, when God no longer accepted their worship because they had rejected His Son. Amen. Yeah. They said, we love God, we love the Father, but we don't love this upstart from Nazareth. Away with him. Crucify him. Jesus said, if you love God, you'd love me. If you were Abraham's children, you'd love me. Amen. They had got so far from God that they didn't love Jesus. Amen. All over this fair land of ours, all across this fruited plain, there are thousands and thousands of churches that says, we love Jesus. But they close the door on the Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hey, amen. We're no less guilty than they were. They said, we love God, but we don't like Jesus. Now, all across this land, and many Pentecostals included, say, we love Jesus, but we don't want the Spirit. We love Jesus, but we don't want that Holy Ghost with His gifts and tongues and healing and miracles that loud, emotional type worship. Amen. We don't want it. Away with it. And so all across this country, whole churches are rejecting the move of the Holy Ghost. Whole churches are rejecting the move of the Holy Spirit. Did you know the Holy Ghost is the only representative of the Trinity in the world today? Amen. Father's up there on the throne. The Son is up there on the throne beside it. Amen. The Holy Ghost is the only one that's down here to represent the Trinity tonight. Amen. If we don't have Him, if we don't want Him, if we don't let Him work, if we won't obey Him, if we grieve Him, amen, if we sin against Him, if we blaspheme Him, if we say His works are of the devil, will our house be left standing? Amen. No. The terrible thing about Jerusalem is, amen, that they didn't go to heaven and they couldn't stay in Jerusalem. Amen. They would be killed and they wouldn't populate heaven. Across town, amen, there's an empty house across from Fort Hamilton Hughes Hospital. That's where Ebb and Flora Richardson once lived. There's no reason for me to go there, even though force of habit, often I will turn down that street, because I've been there so many times. So many, so many. And seem like just I ought to go by. Amen. But there's nothing there. But the wonderful thing about that empty house over there across from Fort Hamilton Hospital is that Flora and Ebb have helped to populate heaven. The disaster about Jerusalem was that when they left Jerusalem, when their blood ran in the streets, they had to leave Jerusalem empty and they didn't go to heaven. Almost to the man, woman, with the exception of children, perhaps, they had not reached the age of place of accountability in time. They all populated hell. Amen. That's a disaster, folks. Amen. It's not such a disaster to have an empty house somewhere because mom and dad's gone. And sing a sad song about going home. Going home. Amen. All of the friends that I loved yesterday, gone home. The songbird that sings in the dell seems to say, gone home. Gone home. Ah, but this is a good part. They've joined the heavenly throne. They're walking the streets of pure gold. They left one by one when their work here was done. Gone home. Gone home. Amen. It's not so bad to leave houses in this earth. It's not so bad for Sister Richardson's chair right here, somewhere in front of Sister Jean. Amen. To be empty tonight of Brother Ebb's corner. Amen. To be filled by Brother Dan over here. Amen. Glory to God. When you know they've gone home. But when this kind of judgment is passed upon a people, it's because they've rejected Christ. It's because they've rejected God. Amen. And did you know that when God comes by and visits us with a move of the Spirit, folks, that's it. Get in and go with it. Amen. It might be the last chance we'll have when God's a moving. Run with the move of God. Amen. Absent down here then will be present in the presence of God. Amen. Oh yes, worst flooding in years since 63. Some the worst ever. Amen. Irreparable, that's irreparable destruction. Amen. Oh yes, some things will never be the same. Some things floated away, they'll never be found again. Dogs, cats, animals floated away, never be found again. Amen. And somewhere down here in one of those towns, there's a cat getting ready to have kittens on top of the trailer. Still surrounded by water. Amen. The only inhabitant of that trailer park is the dogs and cats. It found refuge on the roof. Amen. I'll tell you what. Amen. I'd hate to go to hell and a dog and a cat take my place in this world, wouldn't you? Amen. Oh God, why? Why would this destruction come? Why did Jesus weep? I mean, why did his frame convulse in the tears? And he wept. Oh, Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem. Jerusalem. And the scribe wrote it down. He wrote down his tears. He wrote down his cry. Oh, Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem. Amen. Oh, Jerusalem. Amen. Why? They knew not the time of their visitation. We've been living in a visitation of God for years in America. Some Pentecostal churches have had a visitation from God so long, they took it for granted. And they think now they don't have to pray. They don't have to seek God. They don't have to be faithful. They don't have to be committed. Amen. They can enjoy things in the world. It'll always be there. Will it? Well, it may be for some, depending on how many faithful there are left. But there is no promise to the unfaithful. There is no promise to those who neglect. As a matter of fact, Hebrews chapter 2 says, how shall we escape if we neglect? Amen. You know what most of us are suffering from today? Neglect. Amen. Some of those people wanted to go back to Falmouth before the mud caked and before it dried in the house. Amen. One man said, these people, the National Guard kept them out, wouldn't let them go back home. He said, these people have cost me thousands of dollars. If they let me back in time, I could have saved a lot of things. Amen. But if they wait too long, it's double hard to get the mud out, because it dries and cakes. Amen. But because of gas danger and because of debris, they wouldn't let them go home. Amen. Amen. I tell you what, things can change in a hurry. Amen. I've known people fall and break a hip and die and never come back to church. Took it for granted. I can always go back to church. Amen. But things can change quick. Amen. And we'll never get to come back. I'll tell you what, we better grab it while it's passing by. We better jump on the train while it's passing. Amen. This is our best time of the year for revival. Amen. Oh, we'll have other revivals and other meetings, but daylight saving times are coming, and unfaithful people are going to run worse than they've ever run. You know why I know they're going to run worse than they ever run? Bible said in the last days, many are going to run to and fro. They're going to run worse than they've ever run in these last days. Every year it's going to get worse. People are going to get more and more unfaithful. Going to get harder and harder to have revival, even in the summertime. And that was revival time back in the country. Amen. But tonight, spiritually, this is our chance. Daylight saving time hasn't started in yet. It's still bad enough, muddy enough, cold enough, wet enough, that people can't get in the yards and the gardens yet. Amen. This is our best time for revival. If we can't have revival now, when are we going to have it? Amen. This is it. This is our visitation. This is what we've been fasting and praying for. Do we know how blessed we are? Do we realize how blessed we are? Or have we took it for granted? When we start taking the blessings of God for granted, then we begin to presume on God. That's when we say, oh, I've heard that for 40 years. I've heard that old preacher for 20 years. 20 years. Amen. He'll be around a little longer yet. Amen. I'll tell you, things can change in a hurry. Amen. Hey, tonight, things can change. Amen. Oh, Brother Tyree pulled out one too many times out here in front of traffic, still trying to drive in his old age. Amen. Coming to church all the way from Camden, driving his own car. He got run into one time too many, and they grounded him. Brother Tyree can't come back to the highway no more. Amen. Things have changed. I'll tell you what. You better make things count while you can come. You better come while you can. Better be faithful while you can. Amen. Some of these days, thy place shall be empty, and thou shalt be missed. Praise God. Isn't it wonderful to know, amen, that when that change comes, that you is faithful to God? Last year, Brother and Sister Sexton and Brother and Sister Hutchins made a trip to Mobile to take in, amen, the big fellowship meeting. Amen. Got there on Monday and went to the restaurant to eat and get ready to have a week and of spiritual festivity and enjoyment. Amen. Well, the weather's warmer. But while sitting in that restaurant, Sister Hutchins fell over with a stroke. They put her in the hospital 750 miles away from home. Amen. And we sat there and the children came down and we were in and out day and night until Thursday night. I was sitting outside the tent, or the tabernacle in the van, listening to the preacher on the outside, and somebody come running. The phone call had come. Sister Hutchins was gone. Amen. She was faithful to that spot right back there. Amen. Oh, they shall be missed. Amen. Sister Anna Mae shook her head. Amen. The other night as she went out and told me how she missed Flora. She called her every morning. They talked to each other every day on the telephone. I'd call Sister Richardson to find out how she was, and the phone would be busy. And I'd call Anna Mae, and her phone would be busy, and I knew they was talking to each other. Amen. But they're gone. At least some of them have. Anna Mae's still here. Amen. She's lonely too now. She's getting more homesick for heaven too. Amen. I'll tell you what, when my place is empty on this side, I want folks to be assured that I'll find my place on the other side. And if you miss me singing and you can't find me nowhere, just come on up to bright heaven. I'll be singing up there. Oh, I'll be singing up there. Yeah. I'll be singing up there. We'll come on up to bright heaven. I'll be singing up there. Oh, things may change someday. Amen. My place be vacant behind this pulpit. But if you miss me preaching and you can't find me nowhere, well, come on up to bright heaven. I'll be resting up there. Oh, I'll be resting up there. Yeah, I'll be resting up there. Well, come on up to bright heaven. I'll be resting up there. Woo! Amen. Brother Doug Cornett was going to the hospital to visit an old gentleman. He made it to the hospital later in the day. DOA. Amen. But they found a tiny spark of life. And after a while, having been pronounced dead twice, they began to fan the flame. Tremendous loss of blood. They literally pulled his face and head from a post, around the post of the stern wheel. Amen. His left leg was just about cut completely off by the wheel that came through the floorboard. He was bleeding profusely. Amen. DOA. Praise God. But they said he was dead, but God said he's going to live. He's going to preach again. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, I tell you folks, amen, the devil can't kill you if you'll be faithful to God until God gets through with you. You're invincible, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. They took it for granted and presumed on God. Amen. Listen to what he said. He said, your house left you desolate. Verily I say unto you, ye shall not see me till the time come. Ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Will we live, or our descendants live, to see the day when they would just love to see one more service like we used to have in 1997? One more move of God where people's running the aisles and shouting the victory, people being healed and people getting saved, young folks praying through around the altar and people getting help from God. Oh, I remember how it used to be. And long for one of the days. It would be over 2,000 years down the road, and still the Jews are not ready for the coming of Jesus. But I don't tell you, when they get through the tribulation, they'll be ready for him. And they'll say, as they see him coming, hallelujah. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. The armies of Antichrist, Gog and Magog, have gathered at the gates of Jerusalem for the final annihilation push. Praise God. And somebody rides out on his white horse. Israelites have been hiding in the wilderness, holes and caves and dens of the earth, starving, naked, amen, and in prison, longing for deliverance. Amen. And they're going to say, oh, I'm glad to see him. Look upon his face. But they don't want to see him tonight. They're not looking for him tonight. But they will. There's a lot of your loved ones that's not looking for a move of God tonight. They're running from it. They don't want a move of the Spirit tonight. They're running from it. Amen. They're rejecting it. But after, amen, vengeance gets done, amen, they'll say, blessed is he that cometh. Oh, love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, amen. We'll not miss the water till the well runs out west. You can still find ghost towns. That's where they thought there was gold, and they, amen, came in there from everywhere to dig for gold. In some places is silver ghost towns. They thought there's silver, and they did have silver for a while. Amen. And they built a town because of the treasure that was there. But after the gold was gone, and after the city, after the silver was gone, the city became a ghost town. Amen. I want you to know, when the church is gone, every town in America is going to be a ghost town. Haunted, amen, by the memories of a move of God of yesterday. Haunted by the men of God, God's prophets, holy mothers and dads that prayed and sought God. Amen. Someday, this house will be also left desolate. When vengeance gets done, amen, many of those that are running from God tonight, amen, only on their deathbed, only in excruciating pain, amen, will they call on God. Amen. When the gold was gone, the people left. Amen. When God was gone, Jerusalem was left desolate. When the Spirit is gone, amen, everything's in bad shape. Right, Ichabod, over the door. The glory has departed. Amen. The ark is captured. Elias fell backwards and broke his neck. His sons are dead. The glory is departed. Hallelujah. But there was rising up right in that same house a little boy, dedicated to God by his mother, named Samuel, who would light the flame, praise God, and fan it, and shine the light for Israel. Woo! And pour Israel back to God. Amen. Pour the oil upon David's head. Amen. Pour the oil on King Saul's head. Pour the oil on King David's head. Glory to God. Amen. Because God would use Samuel. But who's God going to use when there's no Samuel to pour the oil? There's no prophet, no priest anointed of God. Nobody hears, thus saith the Lord, anymore. Amen. Amen. When a land is ravaged by war, and between two enemies, the cannons and guns have fired so much that there's not a tree. Did you know that eventually they cut every tree off of the hillsides of Judea and burned it? Every tree was carted away, amen, by the Turks to Damascus and farther north, and there was not a tree left. And the denuded land, stripped of its erosion barrier, was washed of its precious fertile soil and left with multiplied millions of knobby stones sticking up in a desert-like area. Amen. Not until these last days did they go in with bulldozers and bulldoze those stones up in great big windrows and recapture that land that has took 2,000 years, amen, to rebuild topsoil. Today they're planting wheat on it. Today they're planting crops on it. Today they're running cattle on it. Today they're growing corn on it. Amen. Today they're having prosperity. What is it? Amen. It's just about time for their house, praise God, to accept the coming King. It's just about time for the Lord to come. Amen. But out yonder in the middle of the battle, out yonder in the middle of a war-torn zone, where the cannons have fired and the guns have fired and the explosions have ripped every building until all that's left is what men have dug underground. Concrete and steel protection bunkers is all that's left. Amen. And that desolate place out yonder between two armies, amen, deeply entrenched, is called no man's land. Amen. That's what desolation is, folks. It's no man's land. Nobody will want it. Amen. Nobody will want the stock after the church is gone. Nobody will want the land. Nobody will want the taxes. Nobody will want the responsibility after the church is gone. Nothing's worthwhile if we miss the rapture. Nothing's worthwhile if we miss God. Amen. There wasn't nothing worth staying for in Israel, and you know what? Everybody left. What didn't get carried away, they run away. And they left it desolate. Jerusalem empty. Hillsides to be stripped of its fruit trees. Amen. A skeleton crew of Arabs. A few sons of Ishmael. A few wandering Bedouins wandering here and there with their flocks. Further denuding the land of what little grass there was, what little trees and foliage there was to hold the topsoil. Amen. Nobody left of any consequence. I want to keep God moving, don't you? I want to keep the Spirit moving, don't you? Amen. I want to welcome Him, don't you? I want Him to feel, amen, happy about being here. I want the Spirit to feel blessed to be in our presence. Amen. Not grieved, but blessed. Amen. Let's stand tonight and let's bless the Lord. Let's stand tonight and let's praise the Lord in spirit and in truth. Let's stand tonight and let's thank God that we're here. Let's thank God, amen, that we're in church and we got a move of God. Amen. That we have a revival. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And God's still passing by. There's some that's careless. There's some that are presuming tonight. There are some that are becoming more and more unfaithful, drifting too far from the shore. Amen. Let's come around and let's pray one for another. Let's pray for these that are drifting away, too far from the shore. Our day, our hour is now. If our time is not now, pray tell me when shall it be? If this is not the best time we'll ever have, when will it come? Amen. This is our moment. This is our day of revival. This is our time of visitation. Only one life will soon be passed. Over forever. Are you ready to meet God? Are you ready to see Christ? Are you ready to look upon His face? Will you rejoice to see Him? Amen. and the look upon his face. Amen. Come on. Call to him.
Close on you.
Call to him. Amen.
Don't let that door.
Come to God.
Oh, mercy close.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Time is swiftly passing. Life.